We live differently when we understand why we do things. You see, deeds are the what. God has called us to do some deeds. Preaching the gospel, helping the needy. And we, you know what, we could do that. We could do that without having an understanding of why. We just know this is what we're supposed to do. But if we understand the why, I believe we'll do it with much more passion. We'll do it with much more grace. And we'll do it with much more love. And so the deeds that we are called to do are the what. But we need to keep in the back of our minds continually that the love for the lost is the why. God wants us to do what He wants us to do because He loves them. And He wants us to love them. Remember the commandments. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. It always centers around the love. In God's kingdom, the worship we give Him and the deeds we do for Him and for our neighbors are the what. But the love that we have for God and the love for our neighbors is the why we do the what. So, for an example, this morning, as we're in worship, and you can, you know, if you've been in church any amount of time, you can really tell during a worship service who loves God. Their hands are raised, their feet are moving. They're just singing it out there without a care about who's hearing it, whether it's good, whether it's bad. You have a love, a genuine love for God, and it shows in worship. And that you can tell there's some people that perhaps, you know, they haven't grown to that level of love for God, and they're singing the song, and that's okay. They know the what, but they haven't reached the why for the what yet. And let me encourage you, if you don't have that type of a love relationship with God, that last song we sang, the more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. God wants to have that type of relationship with you. He wants you to have a purpose for your what? Whatever it is that you're doing. And that purpose is found in love. Now I'm going to share a God example with you. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why did God do the what? Because of love. Love is the why. God giving His Son is the what. God's love for us is the why. Jesus giving His life on the cross for us is the what. His love for us is the why. The Holy Spirit giving us power to be witnesses for Jesus in Acts 1:8 is the what. And His love for Jesus and for us is the why. Okay? And so we, again, as we go out, and we do the what that God has given. And it doesn't matter if, you know, you go down and you serve feeding food at the church, you know, when they feed the homeless or the hungry, or if you go out and you ring the bell for the Salvation Army, or any of these other needs that God is putting in our path and things for us to do, always remember the why. Because your purpose, it'll just be a greater purpose if we do it with love. God is calling us as a church to reach out to this city with the gospel and with deeds. Preaching the gospel and providing the needs, that's the what. But our love for God and our love for our neighbor, that's the why. Okay? You saw the difference as the guy sang the song. The first time he knew what to do. The second time he knew why he was doing it. It makes all the difference. I want to show you another story. John chapter 21. If you have your Bibles, starting verse 15. John chapter 21, starting in verse 15. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you, God, for purpose in our life. I thank you that you've called us not just to muddle through this life, but to do great things in your name. And so, God, as we continue through and we read your word, I pray you bless it and you speak to our hearts and you change our lives. And God, you help us to understand the why for the what that you have given to us. That we wouldn't just be wandering aimlessly, but we would be moving forward with great purpose. Bless your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 21, verse 15 says, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' And he said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' And he said, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him a third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' And Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish.' This he spoke, signifying what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, 'Follow me.'" Now, notice what Jesus said to Peter three times there. He didn't say, "Peter, do you know me?" Right? He didn't say, "Peter, do you see me? Do you feel me?" He said, "Peter, do you love me?" Love is the why. Love is what really brings passion to the purpose. He said to Peter, "If you love me, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Tend my sheep. And follow me." In other words, as you go out, Peter, I want the things that you do, I want to be based on that love for me. And he was telling him, "I want you to do this. I want you to care for the needy. I want you to help those who can't do it. I want you to lead those who are astray. But all the while, Peter, you follow me because you love me." Whatever we do for God and for others needs to be birthed in our love for God and our love for others. And so here's the thing. If we struggle with the what's, in other words, we struggle with helping somebody else, providing for somebody else, giving to somebody else, if we struggle with those things, then most likely we have a lack of the whys. W-H-Y-S. We have a lack of the love for God and a lack of love for others. That's why we struggle giving and doing and putting ourselves out there for God. And so think about what God has called you to do. Whether it's to, God calls us to raise our own children. He calls us to be neighborly to our neighbors. He calls us to help here and to help there and to do here and to do there. Whatever talent or gift God has given you. The gentleman on the screen there, his stage name is Michael Jr. He's a comedian. He goes to a big church called Gateway Church down in Texas, I believe it is. And he's got some really great videos. I watched a video of him last night as I was trying to find this segment on YouTube so I didn't have to pull it up on Facebook. I came across another video of him at Gateway Church, and he gave this comedy bit, which I've heard most of the jokes quite often a few times, and they're hilarious, but at the end of that particular segment, he gave one of the best altar calls I have ever heard given. And it was amazing. The love that he just shared. He used his gift. He used his what. And he just poured it out with love. And masses came. It was incredible. If you ever want some good, clean comedy, just do a little Google for Michael Jr. You'll find him. But see, he doesn't have a problem with the what because he has the why down. He has the love down. He shares in a video I watched last night, he said it made the thing that changed his life, changed his what, his comedy bit. He said he was outside of a club one night, and he was getting ready to go in, and he was thinking about the laughs that he was going to try to get as a comedian. And so he's out there thinking about laughs that he's going to try to get, and the Lord spoke to him. He said, Michael, it's not about the laughs that you get. It's about the opportunity that you give others to laugh. And he said his whole mentality changed. Everything changed from that moment when he realized that God wanted him to use his gift to give others the opportunity for joy. And so it is no longer Michael Jr. looking to get laughs. He was now trying to give joy. And so it changed everything. And so think about whatever your occupation is, your talent, or whatever God has given you. You know, for some of you, maybe you're a great secretary. Maybe you're a good woodsman, you know, a tree climber here. Whatever your passion is, whatever the gifting is that God has given you. You know, most people in our world today, we try to use our gifts and our talents and to get, don't we? To get a paycheck. If you're a words of affirmation person, you do things so that you get, you know, compliments and things like that. But you know what? I believe God wants us to use our gifts and our talents, whatever it is, to give. So in other words, Lloyd, next time you climb a tree, it's not so that you can get a paycheck, it's so that you can give somebody the freedom of knowing that dead tree's not going to fall on their house. It's about giving. You know, if you're a secretary, and I'm just throwing examples out there because I don't know what you all do. I know what some of you do, but I don't know what you all do. You know, it's not about just showing up and getting that paycheck at the end of the week. What it is about giving your talent to bless that business so that the economy can move forward or whatever. You know, whoever your boss is, he needs you there to give what you have in order for that thing to go forward. It's a whole different mentality when we understand why. And do it because learn how to do your gift, your what, whatever it is, out of love. Now, if you don't love the place you work, if you don't love the people you work for, if you don't love what God has called you to do, then maybe you're not even walking in the right what. I don't know. I remember driving down the road in the middle of the night, going from northern New York to New Jersey with a big piece of equipment on the back of this tractor trailer, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, you know, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I knew what to do. And I really loved the people I was doing it for. But for me, it was the wrong what. And God gave me the opportunity. And believe me, if God wants you to do something, he will give you the opportunity and he will make it possible for you to do what it is that he wants you to do. And the giftings that he's put in you will come out. He does it in you and through you. And so whatever your what is, understand where that comes from, but administer it through the right why. And that's because I love God. Or perhaps because I love my neighbor. I shared an example a few weeks ago where I climbed up on a guy's roof and I pulled the limb off his tree so that it wouldn't fall on his roof and damage his house because he couldn't do it. You know what I did in that instance? I did something. I did my what. I'm good at stuff like that. But I did it because I love the guy. It makes all the difference in the world. I wasn't out there looking for anything. And you know what? We all run into these little things that we can do for somebody else. Let's do them out of love. You see, here in this portion of Scripture, God shows us through this example with Peter. Peter, do this because of your love for me. Three times he asked, Peter, do you love me? Okay, now do this because of that. We just got one last slide, I believe. If we don't have love for God, we won't worship Him to the fullness. And if we don't have love for our neighbors, we won't provide their needs. And here we are, I believe, right at the beginning stages of this church really stepping out in ministry. I mean, like we've never done before. At least what I'm aware of. So without love for God, we won't worship Him to the fullest. And you know what? Think about this for a moment. Without love for God, we only sing songs. We don't worship Him during those songs. Without love for God, we may throw a few bucks in the offering plate, but we won't tithe to His kingdom and we won't give to missions. Without love for God, we may show up to church Sunday morning, but the rest of the week there's little evidence of any living for Christ. And without love for God, we won't be concerned about the sin in our lives. That's just the way it is. Without love for our neighbor, we won't provide their needs. And so really, without love for our neighbor, we won't get involved in any effort to help the needy. You know, this is a question. Last week I gave homework. Gloria did it, thank you. I hope you write it down and give it to me before the day's out, or put it here at the altar. And the homework was just simply this. Think about needs in a community that something that needs to be done, or something that needs to be helped, or something that needs to be fixed, or whatever the case may be. Just write it down, bring it in. We're going to look at these things and try to decide as a church, what can we do? Is there any one thing we can do? Is there several things we can do? I don't know. Is there something at the school we can do? Is there something at the police station or the fire department or in the city, you know, in our neighborhoods or whatever the case? Is there a neighbor's house that has a need? So anything. Write it down. And we'll see where God leads us and what He wants us to do. But without any love for our neighbor, we won't do anything. Right? How many have one of those crazy neighbors? Don't raise your hands. What was that? That was my neighbor saying that. Hopefully I don't have crazy neighbors. But that crazy neighbor that just drives you nuts. I know somebody lives in Buffalo, always complaining about their neighbor. Neighbor shovels the snow in their driveway. Neighbor's dog barks all night long. Neighbor this, neighbor that. Hates the neighbor. Cops over there all the time, calling up the cops on the neighbor. It's all this stuff. It's like, you know, maybe you ought to go over there and show your neighbor a little love. There's different ways of dealing with things. Now, we could get even. I know another guy that had the same issue. The neighbor would put the snow in the driveway, and so they would then, after that, they'd push all the snow back in the other driveway, and the leaves going this way, and the leaves going that way, and all this stuff. And it's like, you know? Where's the love in that? You know what the love would be like? The love would be like you going over there and you doing the neighbor's driveway for him. Oh. Well, if you do it for him, maybe you could get to choose where the snow goes. But the other thing is, without love for our neighbor, we won't tell him about Jesus either. We won't show him Jesus at all. And so, the whole point of this morning is just simply to spark our hearts and help us to realize, you know what? There's a why to our what's. Whatever your what is. Whatever your gift is. Whatever your job is. Whatever God has called you to do. you know there's a difference when somebody shows up to do something for you who wants to be there doing it for you versus somebody who shows up to do something for you who really has something better to do or something else to do. You can tell. And it's like, you know, if you really don't want to be here, you don't have to be. But we as believers who know our job is to love God and to love our neighbors, when we go to do something, when God gives us the opportunity, and you know, we really should be... I just had this passing thought as I'm speaking here. You know, we get all worked up and worried about discernment, about spiritual things, and you know, is that brother, you know, a Christian? Is that brother spiritual in this area? Is whatever, whatever. How about we have some discernment about what God speaks to our heart throughout the week? I'll guarantee you that all of us, and I love throwing guarantees out there because I know what God does. I'll guarantee you that throughout your next week, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to your heart. You're going to see something, a need of some sort, and the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you and say, you know what, you could do that. You could fulfill that. Whether it's just to say hi to somebody or whether it's to pick up something and you know, maybe you drive by and there's somebody on the side of the road with a flat tire, you know what, you could stop and help them. Or whatever the case may be. But chances are the Holy Spirit, maybe it's just as you're walking in to... into the store and you hear the bell. This happened to me last week. This is how I know God does stuff, because I'm walking in the store and I hear the bell, and as soon as I heard the bell, I knew exactly what I needed to do. Okay, God. And so we should, let's think about discerning the Spirit. Discerning the what that God puts in our spirit and living it out through the why, which is our love for God and our love for neighbors. Amen. Amen. Short message this morning. Stand with me. I threw some rocks out there. When I said if you struggle with the what's, perhaps it's because you have a lack of the why's. In other words, if you struggle with reaching out in any way, perhaps it's because we have an issue with our love for God or our love for others. And so if you struggle in that area, I'm not going to make you come to the altar and call you out and say, oh, I'm the one. I don't love anybody. What I'm going to ask you to do is in your place where you're at is really, really think about that neighbor that drives you nuts, or think about the person that you love to hate. Think about, you know, perhaps what God has called you to do, and are you doing it for the right reason? And ask God to help you with your heart. I've shared this before. We started Celebrate Recovery, God had to start do something in my heart, because I saw drug addicts and drug dealers as losers and thugs and all this stuff. And you know what? That description may fit them kind of well, but that's not what God wants me to see. He wants me to love them. He wants me to share the gospel with them and reach out to them, because the truth of it is that most of them are hurting. The most of them have issues in their life. There's a reason why they're out on those street corners. It's because they don't have Jesus. And it's my job to share Christ with them. And so if you struggle with those things, I'm going to ask you to ask God to help you with that. God, change me. One of the things, I don't know why I'm hearing this so often lately. We listened to a thing this morning. It's called Who Are You? Okay, well, the idea was, you be the change that you want to see. If you want to see change in your community, you be that change. It starts with you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you, God, for your love for us. And God, that you have given us instruction. And Lord, you know our hearts. You know that sometimes it's not easy for us to love. We even struggle with our love for you sometimes, God. We definitely struggle with our love for our neighbors. And so, Lord, help us change our hearts. Show us the way. Help us to receive, like Peter did, the instruction to feed the lambs, to tend the sheep, to go out and to do because of our love for you and our love for our neighbor. So, Lord, if there's anyone struggling here today with their love for you, I pray that today you would make yourself more real to them. Help them to understand what you did on that cross, saving us all, dying for our sin, giving us an opportunity. Lord, you gave your life to give us, not to take us, but to give us an opportunity to be free from our sin. Lord, help us to give ourselves, not to take from our giftings and our talents in the work of our hands, but to give love in whatever it is you've called us to do. Lord, change us if that's where the change needs to be. And I pray, as I mentioned, Lord, in Acts 1:8, that power of the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon your people. And God, that we would move forward with powerful love for you and powerful love for our neighbors. God, I pray again, as you lead us as a church and as individuals, and you speak to our hearts, help us to discern what it is that you call us to do and to be quick about doing it. Lord, show us what it is that you have called, that you have planned and designed for us to do, and may we fulfill it with joy in our hearts, with an understanding of the why we do what we do, out of love. Bless each one here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for coming. Tonight we'll be back. We'll be talking about outreach, being out externally focused church at 6 o'clock. Wednesday night we'll get back on our Celebrate Recovery schedule. Last week we had a good time with some folks out bowling. And amen. God bless you. Have a great week. Go, listen, and